If you ask me, why do I stand here so unafraid of everything around me? Proudly I would say, I am a Muslim. If you ask her, why does she dress that way, all covered up in a world that gives it all away? Proudly she would say, I am a Muslim.
Islamic laws.
If you ask him, why does he still pray 5 times a day when so many others have strayed? Smiling, he would say, I am a Muslim. Din al-Islam, din al-Azam, ghayru din Muhammad illi hadini.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of God. Welcome to the program Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Javad, hosting this program. And sitting in the studio along with me, Sheikh Javid, well, the dear guest speaker in this program, Islamic Laws. Welcome to the program, Sheikh Javid.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
The pleasure is ours. Stay tuned. We'll be back. We're going to talk about, in fact, some of the rules related to fasting and Ramadan, since we are in the month of mercy, in the month of barakah, and in the month of Ramadan. So we're going to deal with this, in fact, according to the fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khamenei. But before that, let's take a listen to a short biography. A little bit of background about Ayatollah Khamenei. He was born in 1939. When he began his Hawza studies, it took him 5.5 years to finish the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh. The standard time for studying the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh for an Iranian student that is not raised with the Arabic language is about 10 years. At the age of 18, he starts attending Bahthul Kharij. Bahthul Kharij, he starts it in Mashhad under Sayyid Hadi Milani. For 7 years straight, he was in Qom studying under Ayatollah Burujerdi, Imam Khomeini, the son of Ayatollah Ha'ari, who set up the Hawza in Qom, Sheikh Murtaza Ha'ari, which was one of the top figures in Qom. Then he went back to Mashhad. For 4 years, he studied Kharij under Ayatollah Milani again. Speaking to some of those who knew Ayatollah Khamenei in Iran, when the issue of the ijtihad of Ayatollah Khamenei came up, they said, we testify that he was a mujtahid not now, but in 1337, that's in the Iranian calendar, 1337, that's the first year that he started his Bahthul Kharij. He was teaching also. He had classes, he was teaching makasas, some of the advanced classes in the Hawza, he was teaching that. 5 years before the actual movement started by Imam Khomeini, he was a mujtahid according to that testimony. And when the movement of Imam Khomeini began, he was part of it, he was politically active, but he also was involved with his studies, as we said. Up to 1347, he was actively participating in Bahthul Kharij of Ayatollah Milani in Mashhad. And after he became the supreme leader, a little while after that, because he was requested a lot to start Bahthul Kharij, he started Bahthul Kharij and he's teaching. One can very clearly testify that this man is no doubt one of the most just and adil scholars that would not, for any reason, for his children, for his family, for his personal benefit, for any party's benefit, for anything other than Allah, change his view and make a decision to go against what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said because of something like that.
Back to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Javid, our guest speaker in the studio. We are in the month of Ramadan, and we are still talking about, or we have started a series of programs regarding Ramadan and jurisprudential rules of Ramadan and fasting. Sheikh Javid, let me start off this episode with this, in fact, question. You know, if someone doesn't know exactly whether he has reached the age of, you know, religious puberty or Sharia puberty, please clarify the time from which it is obligatory for him to perform the qada of the missed prayers and fast. Does he have to also give kafara for them?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Well, I understand from your question that the person has already attained puberty,
mm-hmm.
and therefore he has missed some prayers when he was adult and he had attained the legal age. Of course, not the Sharia age actually, instead of the legal age.
Yes.
So, of course, according to Supreme Leader, it is necessary for him or her to give the qada of the prayers and fasts that he or she is certain to have been missed,
mm-hmm.
After the age of Sharia, you know, puberty. Now, if a person knows that, okay, she was, for example, or he was, he had attained puberty in the previous month of Ramadan, but not the month in the month of the last year, or in the year before last. So he has to give the qada of the fast of the previous month only, and not those of the years before.
Mm-hmm.
So as far as qada is concerned, so qada becomes obligatory. The same is the case with prayers. He has to observe and he has to perform the qada of those prayers. But as far kafar is concerned, of course, there's no kafar.
Mm-hmm. And if he doesn't know when his age of puberty, in fact, started, what should he do?
He has to start from the time when he, you know, when he's certain, you know. As for those prayers and those fasts about which he is not certain, for example, you are not certain whether you were, for example, baligh or not, whether you had attained puberty or not last year,
mm-hmm.
or maybe this year, this fasting month. So you are not supposed to do anything. There is no qada, no kafara on you because you are not certain.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to...
Can he go based on his, for example, rough estimate?
Yeah, he can do it. If he knows, for example, if he estimates or he thinks that, okay, from a fixed time, a given time, he started becoming... He became adult,
mm-hmm.
or he attained adulthood and he attained puberty. From that time onward, he has to pray and he has to give the qada of the prayers and also the qada of the fast. And of course, there's no kafara or penalty on him.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you very much. Let's take a short break and we'll be back and continue our program of Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio. Don't go away.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar.
The followers of Ayatollah Khamenei can refer to leader.ir/en. In the section Religious Affairs, you can ask your question and receive the answer. In the library section, some of Ayatollah Khamenei's works of jurisprudence are available, including Practical Laws of Islam, Frequently Asked Questions, Comparative Fatwa, and Newly Asked Questions.
Back to the program Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Javid, our guest speaker. We are still talking about the month of Ramadan and Ramadan and fasting related Islamic laws according to Ayatollah Khamenei with our guest speaker, Sheikh Javid. Sheikh Javid, you know, a 9-year-old girl, as you also mentioned, that it has become incumbent or obligatory for her, in fact, to start fasting, right? Breaks her fast, this girl, and because fasting is too hard for her, in fact, right? Because of her probably lack of strength.
Sure.
Well, does she have to perform the qada of the fast?
Of course, as I mentioned in the previous episode, it is necessary for her to give the qada of the fast. But because she was weak, she could not fast. So there is no kafara on her. She has to observe the qada of the fast. In the other words, because some of the our listeners might not understand what qada means. Qada means to redo or perform the fast or the obligation that has been missed or elapsed,
yes,
by the individual.
I see. Okay. Someone with a strong excuse, doubted like 50% possibility or probability, you know, that fasting was obligatory for him, so he did not fast as a result, okay? Yeah. And later it became clear to the person, to the individual, that the fasting was obligatory for him at that time. What is the ruling in this respect, or in respect of performing the qada and paying kafara?
Well, according to Ayatollah Khamenei, if one breaks a fast in the month of Ramadan merely due to the possibility that fasting is not obligatory for him, of course, then he must carry out his qada and pay the kafara at the same time, you know. But if a person did not fast out of, you know, rational fear that fasting would be harmful for him, or it could be injurious, it could maybe aggravate his health, then it is not necessary for him to pay kafara, but he must obviously perform the qada. This is the answer given by Supreme Leader Grand Ayatollah Khamenei.
Mm-hmm, I see. Okay, you know, can a woman fast when she gets her period during the day? Imagine she, has started menstruating half an hour before the sunset. Okay, is that day counted as one day of fasting for her? Is her fasting valid, basically?
Well, this is one of the frequently asked questions. You know, ladies want to know whether they can count that day as a day of fasting or not, because they have a restraint from eating and, let's say, drinking from morning till very close to the sunset. And let's say, a few minutes or half an hour before sunset, they get their period. And so they want to know whether it's their fasting holds or not. Of course, according to all religious authorities, a woman who gets her period cannot fast under any circumstances, and she cannot make niyyah of fasting, because it is haram to make niyyah of a religious duty like fasting and praying when a woman is actually menstruating and when she is discharging the menstrual blood. So no matter when and what time, of course, she discharges the menstrual blood, she can never make niyyah fasting, and her fast becomes void. Obviously, later when, for example, later after the month of Ramadan, she has to observe the qada of the fast, but not that of the prayer, because the prayer is not there is no qada for the prayers.
Mm-hmm, I see. Thank you very much, Sheikh Javid, and thank you, dear listeners, for listening to our program. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
Rahmanun Rahimun Mannanun Kareemun Salamun Aleemun Majaa'ilaha illahu Ghaffarun Jameelun Wahhabun Latifun Ta. إله إلا